Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Devorah Zack is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Devorah is she's an award-winning business owner. How about that? Her company is called Only Connect Consultings Incorporated, and she is the author of a number of books, including the new one, Managing for People Who Hate Managing. Sounds like a book for a lot of us. Devorah Zack, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. Talk to us about this. You know, I have a friend who wrote a book called Financial Management for People Who Hate Financial Management. And so,
no, really? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, and it's been around a long time. And what a great thought for small business owners, because as you point out in the book, managing is not what we really are all that good at, and financial management is not what we're good at. We're good at taking care of customers and giving them what they want, aren't we?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
But we still have to deal with the financials. We still have to manage. It's I call it the diaper changing part of bringing a business up, right? And we still have to do it. So help us with this.
First of all, let's talk about why people hate managing so much. So you hit on a big one, which is that people pursue a career, whatever their industry is, because they like that industry and they like what they do.
Yeah.
And their reward for being good at it is they become a manager, do less of what they love, and do something they don't love and they don't know anything about. So we hate managing because it's not what our goal was. And almost all of us end up having to be managers in our careers if we're good at what we do. The second reason is because people are ill-equipped to be managers. And many studies show that less than 10% of people who are managers have been prepared to be managers or have any training in it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And the third reason is that people think we have to be somehow fake to be managers. We have to imitate other people and not be true to who we are.
Mm.
So my new book, Managing for People Who Hate Managing, dispels that myth. Basically, it says my belief is that people can only do well as managers if they understand their own natural leadership style and work with rather than fighting
against.
Isn't
that part of the courage component of being a good manager, is being prepared, being willing to manage your way, to be who you are, not to be phony, to be true to yourself, to thine own self be true?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's harder than it sounds because a lot of people understand really who they are, what their strengths are. And so in my book, I have a personality assessment that helps you understand your leadership style and then techniques on how to be true to who you are and be a great manager in the process.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of books, unfortunately, say things like, here are the 5 rules to be a manager, the 10 rules of success. And that's ridiculous because you can't have the same rules for everyone.
Well, see, one of the cool things about small business is part of our definition is quirky. You know, if you're a small business owner, you get to be quirky. And if you're,
yeah,
if you know, that can be the kind of thing that makes employees want to stay with you. What do you think?
That's right. I think
quirky doesn't mean illogical. Quirky doesn't mean erratic. Quirky doesn't mean indecisive. It just means that, you know, that you've got a little character, a little personality in your management. What do you think?
I think whether it's a small business or a big business, I love the idea of having character and personality in your management because it means that you're real to yourself.
Right.
And that really resonates with people. And it doesn't mean that you're always going to be right or you're always going to understand them, but yeah, that means you're being authentic and as opposed to being phony or
and
being...
And people gravitate to that, don't they? They're attracted to that.
That's right. That's right.
Even if they don't know how to explain it, they are.
That's right. They do. They like when people are real. Another thing people really like is when you try your best to understand who they are, too, because one size does not fit all for leading other people. So it's great to be authentic yourself. It's also important to do what I call in the book flexing your style, and that means meeting other people where they're at. So some people are going to be motivated by hearing the meaning, the purpose of what they're doing. Other people will be motivated by hearing the bottom line number of results. So really paying attention to the different personality styles of people around you and then using different motivators based on what matters to them.
So don't make everybody in your operation conform to 100% to your style, be a little more flexible and meet them in the middle a little bit.
Exactly. And
but you got to know, you got to know where to draw the line on that, right? Because there's some things that you just have to say, okay, this is the way it is, and it, there's nothing we can do about it. Sort of like mommy and daddy, you know that, you know, this is the way it has to be.
Right, and that has to do with how you hold people accountable. So everyone needs to be held accountable for their work in the same way. It's really how you motivate people that's different.
So everyone, say that again. I like that.
It's important to hold everyone accountable in the same way and to the same standards. However, how you motivate people is going to be very different from person to person.
Yeah, so you don't have give one salesperson a different standard for another salesperson from another one. You make them go for the same goals, but maybe you support them and you encourage them and you train them, you follow up with them differently.
Absolutely. So here's an example. You said salespeople, so I'll use that example. So in the book, the personality style that's focused on in the book is called thinkers and feelers. And thinkers lead with their heads and feelers lead with their hearts. So let's say I have a thinker and a feeler on my sales team, and I want them to exceed the sales goals of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they both have the same goal. I have the same expectation, both of them, of what their results should be. So to the feeler, I say, you know what? This product helps a lot of people, and the more you sell, the more people you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
And to thinker, I say, if you sell a lot of products, your numbers are going to be really high, and you'll be the best salesperson on the team, and mm-hmm. and it's really going to help your productivity is going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I say completely different things to them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this before myself. I spent many years in sales organizations, and some people, I mean, all of us like the money.
Mm-hmm.
But some people were only motivated by money, didn't care anything about recognition. And some mm-hmm. people, the money was important, but they knew the money would come if they were successful. What they really wanted was to see their name on top of the list.
Exactly.
And you have to talk to each one of those guys differently, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah. Give us your website.
MyOnlyConnect.com.
MyOnlyConnect.com. The book is called Managing for People Who Hate Managing, Be a Success by Being Yourself. Now, you've got other books, too, haven't you?
Yeah, Networking for People Who Hate Networking.
So you're starting to see the trend here, folks.
That's right. My publisher's into building a brand here. The subtitle of that one is A Field Guide for Introverts, the Overwhelmed, and the Underconnected.
All right. When we come back...
that book has been doing really well.
When we come back, can we talk about converting from an entrepreneur to a manager?
Sure.
Isn't that a big deal in this managers who don't like to management for people who don't like to manage?
Absolutely.
It really is. So the book is Managing for People Who Hate Managing. And Devorah Zack is the author. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's got the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.